With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to lead the Department of Homeland Security advanced out of committee on Thursday. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The roughly three-minute meeting was a whirlwind process after a testy hearing one day prior in which Chair Rand Paul repeatedly pressed Mullen on past comments referring to the chair as a snake and questioned whether the Oklahoma Republican had the correct temperament to lead the sprawling department. Paul made clear Wednesday he planned to vote no on Mullen, a declaration that would have otherwise sunk his nomination had the Oklahoma Republican not received the backing of Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, allowing him to move forward on an 8-7 vote. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has agreed to hold off on another strike on Iran's gas field.
Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the Shalalah gas compound. Fact number two, President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
President Trump says he talked with Benjamin Netanyahu after the attack.
I told him, don't do that, and he won't do that. We didn't discuss. You know, we do, we're independent, we get along great, it's coordinated, but on occasion he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
Iran intensified its attack on Gulf oil and gas infrastructure Thursday in retaliation for that Israeli attack on a key Iranian gas field, dramatically raising the stakes in a war that's sending shockwaves through the global economy. Fuel prices soared around the world. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 203 points, the Nasdaq dropped 61, the S&P 500 lower by 18, oil at around $95 a barrel. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Illinois, correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
Alliance Defending Freedom has settled a lawsuit with the Chicago Board of Education over its refusal to allow students at Moody Bible Institute to fulfill the student teaching part of their degree program at public schools. ADF spokesman Jeremiah Gallus says, quote, "We're pleased to reach this favorable outcome that will allow Moody students to participate in the Chicago Public Schools intern program. We're hopeful other public officials will take note." Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to extend its private school voucher application deadline after the state blocked Islamic schools from the program. The judge has reset the deadline to March 31st. Four Muslim parents in three Islamic schools are suing state leaders, saying Texas discriminated against their religion. Comptroller Kelly Hancock says some of the schools are connected to terrorism. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates tick upwards.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just above 6.2%. That's the highest level in more than 3 months. Only 3 weeks ago, the average rate was just below 6% at its lowest level in 3.5 years. When mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. The latest increase is a setback for home shoppers just as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
Spanish authorities have found the body of missing college student from Illinois. The body of 20-year-old James Jimmy Gracie was found Thursday evening in the waters off of Barcelona Beach near where he was last seen outside a nightclub with his friends early Tuesday morning. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.